Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, it's Bubba. Let me tell you something. My go-to gift when I can't figure out what to buy for somebody is a unbelievable kick-ass package from Omaha Steaks. From the meat to the dessert and everything in between, Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new homemade texture for the juiciest home-style burger that you've ever tasted. Their Pure Ground Burgers are made from single cuts of real-aged Omaha Steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun, filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for only $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Bubba at checkout and get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You're going to get four of each Pure Ground Burger plus a sample of all the steak on the bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. Use promo code Bubba at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required. Again, omahasteaks.com. Use promo code Bubba at checkout.
I hate to be a dick, but it's been kind of nicely quiet around here before he's been gone. None of you stiff bastards want to admit it, but step up. You know, why don't somebody besides Ned and I grow a set of nads around here and say it's been nice?
I enjoy the daily political report from Brent Hadley.
Spice, has it been
sarcasm at its finest.
Spice, it's been nice, hasn't it? It's been peaceful,
it's
man.
It's been different.
I like it.
It's been different. No,
I like it.
No, God, it's been fantastic.
You know, they say you're most likely to get fired once you've gone on vacation because your employer realizes they can do it without you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing good, buddy.
Good. Hey, I just want to let you know how enjoyable it's been on our end with Brent being on vacation as well. It is so nice to have four opinions on his show rather than having Mini-Me Bubba behind you agreeing with everything that you say.
Right.
And I just want to let you know, man.
Maybe we should get rid of him.
If you do a listener's poll, I guarantee you'll have about 90% opinions on my side on this one.
All right. So you're trying to say that you guys, in your opinion, as your listeners, feel the show is better now that Brent's on vacation.
Yes, I do. 100%, and I'm actually an educated man.
No, you sound like an educated man. You sound...
Here in just a small... Mini B Bubba trying to be so tough and rugged all the time.
Right.
And just saying, yes, Bubba, you're right. Yes, Bubba, you're the man.
I'm going to clear the phone lines now, and I'm going to take, you know, this is a Bubba poll at its finest. Brent usually does the statistics, but Spice, you can do the honors this morning.
Okay.
First 20 calls, first one to 11 wins, obviously. I guess we have to, you know, kind of form the question. Shut up the question. And that would be, you know, is the show more enjoyable without Brent due to the fact that he's not chiming in every few seconds, butting in? Is it? Is it not? Yes, no. Well, I don't know. That's not very fair.
I'm just going to say, K for keep him, F for not.
No, better without Brent or not better without Brent.
Okay.
Better or not better? Manson, would you not say it's a better parameter?
There you go.
Better or not better?
Yeah. Okay.
Better without him or... Oh, hold on. Is the show better or not better?
How about just yes, Brent, no, Brent?
Yes.
We'll really simplify it for the listener.
Yes, Brent, meaning...
Yes, Brent, no, Brent.
Yes, yeah, we got to caveman it up a little bit. Yes, Brent, no, good. Brent. Brent good, Brent bad. Let's just do it that way. Brent good, Brent bad.
There you go, I like that.
And that is the only way I'll take your vote. Any other words than that, then you get chucked to the weeds and your vote does not count.
Brent good, Brent bad.
Brent good, Brent bad. Fully caveman style.
Gotcha. Brent bad.
Your vote doesn't count, Ned. You're part of the show. And you don't ever... I want you to be honest with me, Ned. When's the last time that you actually voted positive for anybody on our show?
Never.
Brent good, Brent bad. That's how it has to go. Or I'm hanging up on you. Yes, go ahead.
Good.
Okay, well, look at that.
1-0.
I hope Brent does come out good. Because Brent's a direct reflection upon my hiring abilities. Yes, go ahead.
Brent, bad.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Brent, good.
Oh, good. I like that. Yes, go ahead.
Brent, good.
3-1.
Good. I hope my boy pulls out, man. You're live. Go ahead.
Brent, good.
4-1.
Yeah. The educated man told me to take a Bubba poll, and I'm doing that. And Manson, would you not say that we're being very fair about it?
Completely fair. Yeah,
completely fair. Go ahead.
Brent, bad.
4-2.
Yes, go ahead.
Brent, bad.
4-3.
Yes, go ahead.
Protection.
You're protected, sir.
Brent, bad.
Oh, look who's going out of the studio, too. That doesn't count, Spice.
He slid on out of here.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Brent, bad.
Hello, you're live.
Brent, good.
Hello, you're live.
Brent, good.
What is it, Spice?
Looking like 6-4, Brent, good.
Oh, yeah. Ned, way to slip out, asshole.
What? What are you talking about?
You can't say protection, Nedley Mandico. Yeah, look, go ahead.
Yeah, Brent, bad.
6-5.
Hello, go ahead.
Brent, good.
Next to the amount of orgasm in the distance, this is one of the highest polarized polls we've had. Yes, go ahead.
Brent sucks.
7-6.
Yeah. Hello, go ahead.
Brent, good.
8-6.
Hello, go ahead.
Brent, good.
9-6, hulking up. Hello.
Hey, Bubba, it's Brent. Were you guys trying to get a...
Just say Brent good.
Hold on. Brent good or Brent bad?
What's that?
just hold on, sir. Hold on, okay?
Hold on, sir.
Go ahead.
Brent bad.
He's on hold listening to this now.
What's the votes right now?
Hang on. I lost my place now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 to the good. 7 to the bad.
9-7. Go ahead.
Brent good.
Uh-oh. One more and Brent wins the unanimous, right? It's 10.
Yep, is it 10-7.
10-7 right now. Go ahead.
Brent bad.
10-8. Hello.
Brent sucks.
10-9.
10-9.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hey, man, he's good.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go. Brent wins it by,
11-9.
11-9.
By a shark nose.
Brent wins by a shark nose.
Have you been listening to some of this?
No. I'm in. I'm actually on my way home in Columbus, Georgia.
You can't. You been able to listen to when you're on hold. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs,
a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Old?
Yeah. I heard the poll. What was the poll?
About whether the show's better with or without you.
Oh.
And it was, and I had to strip it on down to Brent Good or Brent Bad, and Brent Good won 11-9.
Wow.
Right, and then Ned, you really have lost the book, haven't you?
Part of it.
Right. Do you want to hear the new song we made for you? Tell me, I'm going to play this down the line. Tell me if you can hear this now, okay?
Yeah, I can hear it.
No, I haven't even played it yet, asshole. Hold on. I haven't even played it yet.
Redo.
Hold on. Brent is Amanda's bitch. Hi, I'm Brent. I lost the book. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
All right, you got to listen to the song. That's it. Forget it. We're not going to Vegas because all you care about is partying with Hooters chicks, and I don't find that very much fun for my honeymoon.
Yep.
And what about the swinging?
That's out.
What about him hanging out late at night?
Out.
What about him going to deja vu with the boys and picking up chicks?
Out.
Hattie was a man. Now he is a wussy. Tells Amanda, yes, ma'am. He's whipped by the pussy. Hattie is her bitch now. She's got the book.
I lost the book. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
It's solid. Let's see my...
Hadley's beat down. Used to be a swinger. Now he's Amanda's clown. Ring upon his finger. Bald-headed and punked out. She's got the book.
I lost the book.
She's got the book. What in the world can make a bald-head man so blue?
Yep.
That wedding ring has made poor Brent P.W.
No swinging for you.
And I go, nah, she's got the book.
And now Brent Hadley, of all people.
I've lost the book.
Kiss Amanda's ass, can hang out with the boys, now those days are in the past. She's got him by the nads now, honey doing yes dear, she's got the book.
I wanted to swing, but Amanda said absolutely not.
Used to be the man, but Hadley is hitched now, Amanda had a plan. Hadley sits at home and he's Amanda's bitch now, she's got the book.
Yes ma'am, no ma'am.
Okay.
She's got the book. What in the world can make a bald-head man so blue?
I lost the book.
That wedding ring had made poor Brent P.W.'d. And I go, nah, she's got the book.
You lose a portion of the book when you get married.
Brent, come on, seriously.
She's got the book.
Man, I've never heard of Stumble and Bumble and Brent Hadley ever. I've never heard of Tail Between Your Legs, Humble. I really don't necessarily know what I'm talking about, Brent Hadley. There will be no shadiness involved at all.
Yeah.
All right, well, you got the legit. Hadley, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. That was pretty good, I have to admit.
I'm the last standing Mohican left of, getting married and having the book.
Yeah, you are. You're the last one, because... The rest of us have lost it bad.
Jesus, I would have never thought in a million years. What happened? I mean,
shocking.
It is shocking.
No, I mean, but
he still doesn't even know what happened.
But Brent, can you kind of give us an explanation as to what happened?
I'm looking like Vladdy Divac and Chris Webber after Maury hit that shot, looking to the sky for answers. What just happened? Where did it all go?
Are you wish you wouldn't have got married now?
No, I don't actually. I she's a great girl.
But
she has his nizzuts and a vice. Cranking them.
You used to lay the law down. I mean, is there any more of that at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely the decision maker for sure.
It's just
when it comes to paying bills.
But it's just
I'm solidly paying them.
She's just not
when it comes to handing over the check.
Right. You're just not going to be able to be as shady as you used to, right?
Probably not. But
how about like when girls come in? Can you still suck their boobs?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely, man. Definitely.
Right.
That's all part of the show.
Is she in the car right now?
No, she's sitting right here.
Oh, let me talk to her.
Okay, hang on.
Brent bad, Brent good.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna give you some scenarios and you tell me whether Brent can do them anymore or not, okay?
Okay.
Girls come into the studio and they're lactating and Brent gets to suck their boobs.
No.
And so tell him right now, there is no more boob sucking.
There's no more boob sucking.
No, there is.
No, there's not.
Just say, honey, don't forget I get half. Tell him.
Honey, don't forget I get half.
50%.
50%.
Okay. How about chicks come in and me and Brent do the infamous chub off? Who can get, you know, longer and more rigid?
Nope.
Tell Brent. Sorry. Chub offs are chucked to the weeds. Tell them.
The chub offs are chucked to the weeds.
He's say, trying say, desperately to put himself over.
look at him. Say, who are you kidding, Hatley?
Who are you kidding, Hatley?
And tell him, don't forget what your last name is.
Don't forget what my last name is.
Well, did you take on his last name or did he take on your last name? I'm a bit confused.
He took on mine.
So are you, are you Amanda Hatley now?
Yeah.
My man, I really got to give it to you. You were really dumb like a fox, and then you really turned it all around on everybody, didn't you?
Yep.
Right, you knew exactly what you were doing, didn't you?
Yep.
Fantastic.
All right, sounds so sinister when she's on the phone now.
Are you? But hey, tell Brent that you're getting sick of his ass, and you want him to go back to work early.
I'm getting sick of your ass, and I want you to go back to work early.
And that nervous laugh. Hey, Amanda, by the way, happy birthday today.
Thank you.
Today's your birthday.
Yep, 25. You thought
I was going to forget.
26.
No.
Well, thank you.
All right, sweetie, you take care now. See you later, See you later, Booker.
Bye.
Bye. Spice Boy, when have you ever heard him that nervous laugh? Usually it's all arrogant and cocky. I'm the man. I'm Brent Hatley. I know it all.
The whole trippies seem nervous.
Oh, yeah. Something's up. You know, there's some kind of intangible.
Something going on.
There's something that we don't quite know about. There's just something that I can't put my finger on. How about you, Manson? Do you agree?
Yeah, she got something on him.
Yeah, something's going down. She's pregnant or something like that. I think that. Wow. I think she's pregnant, Spice, don't you think?
I don't know. That could be it.
I mean, look how, you know, the about face is just, you know, I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, we need to do another Brent poll. I'm just not satisfied with that one.
Nah, that was completely.
9/11, I mean, that's just too close.